Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your frustration is my frustration, is my questions. And again, as a coaching staff, we work hard on, hey, let's go back to the drawing board and figure out, you know, what we can do to figure that piece of it out and make sure we can execute at a higher level.
Sean McDermott, yesterday, we talked a lot yesterday about, well, I think this illustrates the point. He kind of sounds like they maybe lost to Carolina a little bit. Like he's talking about their offense, their passing game in particular, like it's, my word, broken or injured, at least.
Yeah.
Injured? So that topic is still on the table here. Like, they did win 40-9. Imagine a life where, like, that's annoying.
Right.
803-0550 is the number. I think we're living that life, though.
40-9. They've got their biggest rival coming in for a 425 game with Nance and Romo, and the trade deadline is Tuesday. And like my attention is extremely on the trade deadline. Even though I've got, you know, it's entirely likely we go through this whole week and through this game with the Chiefs without a trade happening, if one happens at all, even. But I'm very distracted by next Tuesday myself.
I think if you are worried that a particular trade target has other suitors, then I think you might go now. Otherwise, it's Kansas City. Like, apart from that one point, I want to see this game first. Or I think they would want to see this game first. Did I win? Do I have a new injury? Do I have a more glaring problem than I did? I think you want this game, I mean, probably, or at least very possibly, this game will mean a ton to seedings and playoff position. And, you know, if you, well, I don't know if I mean this. I was going to say, like, if you knew you had the one, which you wouldn't know by week nine anyway, but if you knew you did, right. If you were, like, in position for the one, then you might be more casual about, like, you really don't want to trade a draft pick for a player if you don't have to and spend the extra money and figure out the cap machinations and all those things. So you'd prefer not to do it. If you thought New England was going to beat you to one of these receivers, or Denver, which is rumored, or Pittsburgh, which is rumored,
right,
then, well, that's the job of the team on the other end of the phone, I guess.
Right, yeah, and it depends, like, what is their... If it's right that there's only, because it's going to be a limited number of teams that are looking to spin off assets, right? So if there's New Orleans and maybe the Raiders and maybe there's a couple other teams that we haven't really thought about, Brian Thomas Jr. has been mentioned, Jalen Waddle's been mentioned, I don't know. Those are higher end guys, big time, than like, say, Rashid Shaheed, although Olave in New Orleans is higher end too. You might want to wait until it gets right to the end to see if more teams come in and if you can extract anything more as an asset. You know, can a fourth become a third? Can a third become a second? Like something like that if you're New Orleans. But you also might be reluctant to go through another week on the schedule here. Does New Orleans play this week or are they off?
They play.
They play. Like you're going to put your heat on the field again and run the risk of something happening to him.
Or whoever.
They
might not.
Or they might not. Maybe they'll hold him back because that has happened in the NFL recently.
They're at the Rams.
So maybe they do that just as a precaution if a deal doesn't get done.
And they just made a quarterback change. So you think they're going to do that? I mean,
and then trade away one of their guys?
Or just sit them. I mean.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's.
I don't think I would do that.
Yeah.
I think I got to gamble, but.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got the Adam Schefters of the world talking about the Saints receivers as.
Right.
Possible trade pieces.
And Shaheed has always made the most sense. Like, he's not the most desirable target out there, but he fits a certain profile. The cost should be low because he's not that good. I mean, he's not a number one receiver. I think he could help any one of these teams that Schefter mentions or we're mentioning here, including the Bills. But he's not a big ticket. So you don't have to worry about, I think, paying a super premium on it. But I don't know. I mean, I said yesterday the Bills got what they thought was at least a former number one wide receiver. I guess they were hoping he would still be some semblance of that in Amari Cooper last year for a third. To pay the same for Shaheed might be hard to swallow because he's not had the career. He has not accomplished what Amari Cooper. You're not buying what you thought you were buying with Amari Cooper. Forget about how it ended, but just what you know, you would have thought Amari Cooper was making that trade. Like, oh, he's been a number one. Maybe he still is. Shaheed's not that at all. He's a complimentary piece. And again, I think he can complement what the Bills have, so I would still do it. And every year's different, but man, paying that same price would be tough, I think. Like, if that were the cost of a guy like him. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it, but it just might not line up for some GMs to think, like, oh, like, what, there's so much urgency here that I got to go to that level to get this player?
I mean, I'm not the world's number one expert on Rashid Shaheed, but from what I've heard and seen, a lot of teams should be open to this player. Like, just, and the Bills would be one of them. But there could be seven or eight teams, I think, that just the possibility of a home run threat. Doesn't have to play half the snaps, doesn't, you know, just have to play a full-time role or anything like that, but that you can use to threaten defenses. And, you know, the Bills do not have that player, really, unless it's Palmer, I guess, but they really don't, and we know that, and neither does New England, I think, neither does Pittsburgh at all. Like, just somebody else that you can throw into a three-wide receiver set that can maybe beat you deep. Like, that's what – is that really not worth a third to anybody? I mean, to me, that's a fair price. Now, that's easy to say, and, you know, GMs are so protective of their draft assets and everything. Like, that's the stock and trade. But to me, like, I would do that. The contract isn't prohibitive. So, okay, he's 27. It's really just for right now and to give yourself an asset and a weapon you don't have.
He's a rental for anyone who doesn't know that. Like, his contract is up after this year. So you're buying him for this year. I mean, you have the option to re-sign him, certainly, but there's nothing cumbersome about it. Like, it's a pretty clean, if you just want it to get you through the rest of this year and try to help you win a Super Bowl, you can do that.
I'm for.
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense. I think the Bills have every reason to be, maybe even more so than New England. New England is new here. And, you know, that can be its own reason in a different kind of way, right? We want to, show that we're here and we're serious, but they're just sort of starting out. Like, they might not need to rush it. Like, take your time and build and, get assets in the offseason, use your draft picks wisely or as wisely as you can, and just sort of be patient and not try to jump the line. Whereas the Bills are in a, I mean, they have been, I mean, New England is where the Bills were in 2020, basically. I don't even know if they're that level of contender. Like the Bills halfway through that season became to me a real Super Bowl idea.
Yes.
And I don't know if New England's team is all the way there yet, but they've got the record and they've got the schedule. I don't know. I think the motivations could be very different for those two, the Bills and the Patriots. The Bills should have way more urgency to get something done than New England. I think if the right thing fits for New England, like, okay, that maybe makes sense. You know, and I don't know what their assets are like, if they're sitting on extra picks from stuff that has happened, you know, in the past or what. And maybe they can flip a few around and make a move. But to me, the urgency shouldn't be what it is with the Bills. The Bills have got to get something done much sooner rather than later. Whereas New England has got, you know, they've got time. They've still got rookie years on Drake May's quarterback contract.
From the Bills' position, what's the worst record you would, no, best record. What's the best record for the Patriots you would take through 13 games? So they're 6-2. And their next five are, did that make sense? Their next five are home to Atlanta this week, at Tampa Bay, home to the Jets on a Thursday night, at the Bengals, home to the Giants.
They should win four out of those five games.
If you're the Bills.
It was five games, you said, right?
Five games. Yeah. If you're the Bills, would you take New England at 9-4 after that?
Yes.
It's still 9-4.
It still is really good, but that schedule. I mean, Tampa, I really need them to lose to Tampa. The other games, I don't...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Think they should probably win them all, so I'd be rooting for them to win one that really they should win. Or lose one, excuse me, that they should win.
That's what I think, you know, about the same. That two losses in that five-game stretch isn't really that good,
right,
for New England. So that's 9-4. Then they have the bye. Then they play the Bills.
Oh, of course. Extra rest.
It's fixed. Then they go at Baltimore, at the Jets, Miami. How many wins is that? 12? 11 wins? The Bills are going to have to beat them. I think I would say that right now.
Oh, yeah.
I think to win the AFC East, the Bills are going to have to win in Foxborough.
I definitely agree with that.
Week 15. The schedule's too easy.
I don't think there's any way around it. I mean, they could stumble and who knows, right? But they should be favored in those games, I think.
New England?
Yeah.
They should be favored, and they might not be favored next week at the Bucs.
Right. That's the hardest game of that bunch.
Or at the Ravens in week 16, depending on what Baltimore is at that stage. Otherwise, would they be favored? What would the spread be this week if they had the Bills at home? Would they be favored this week? I don't think so. Although the Bills are an underdog themselves this week, by the way.
Yeah.
What would the spread be this Sunday, Buffalo at New England.
Bills minus two.
Yeah, I kind of think, like, we just did the power rankings and marked the Bills as better. And, of course, you know, maybe we're biased, but would the Bills be favored? Let me text Sam. Would the Bills be favored this week in Foxborough?
I really think they would be. I think that would mean a lot. And the Bills are coming off a 40-9 win, too. So the appearance of having righted the ship is there if you need that. And that, you know, everything I think gets baked in. So, yeah, I think they'd be favored. I'm not trying to be homery here. I think they would be favored.
I might agree. The Sabres are favored tonight.
Yes, they are.
Minus 120. Yeah. Not much. Kind of wanted that to be higher. Better, bigger.
Yeah, that's all right. I did the minus 1.5 at plus 198 with a Tage Thompson hat trick.
The Sabres are, and they're kind of decent right now, right?
Sure.
They are 2-1 to win this game by more than one goal against Columbus. What do I not know about Columbus here? Like, they're really, it's that unlikely? I mean, 2-1, look that up in the NFL. You're never going to want to bet it.
No.
It's never a bet you would make straight up. Really, the Sabres are 2-1 to win by more than one? Wow. That doesn't sound great. Right?
That's about as big. Like, I said it last week when I mentioned, a San Jose and Chicago games that they were both on the money line now. This wasn't even giving up, you know, having to cover 1.5 goals. They were in the 200s, and like that is very rare. I look at those lines in hockey every day, and very rarely it's got to be the worst team in the league against one of the best teams in the league to get a number over 200 just without goals attached to it. And that happened twice last week. So I don't know, the minus 1.5 at 198 is about as big as it gets.
It's just like, don't you want the Sabres to get a little bit more credit?
Nobody, no one in the league does, really. No one in the league does, it feels to me.
Well, I don't know the 1.5 business like you do, but just that they're minus 120 to beat Columbus is at home is just not, it's not reassuring to me.
No,
it doesn't
understand.
Sound like, okay, yeah. We got it.
Yeah.
But should it? I mean, I guess not. They've won 4 out of 5.
That's what they've done.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Shootout loss.
Overtime loss.
Overtime loss, Toronto.
Yeah.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Ross Tucker coming up at 4. You know Ross from the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, among other ventures. We have the Sabres tonight, home to the Blue Jackets, pregame at 6 here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.